And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN on a Thursday. And we are joined here this morning by Jason Smith, president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you guys today?
Doing well. Yeah, Dave Lewis is in studio this morning.
Yeah, I did not want to
slight
you.
Well, that's always good news anytime Dave's around.
Yeah, I did not want to slight you this week because, you know, I know you've been holding a grudge against me since, you know, my absenteeism there last time you were in.
Yeah, well, actually twice. You dodged me a couple of times.
Well, maybe you should start taking it personally.
I have. Although we did let you in our staff meeting a couple weeks ago, so
that is true.
Yeah.
Thank you. That means so much to me.
You're welcome to come this Friday as well.
This Friday. What's Friday?
Tomorrow.
To our staff meeting.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see how
anytime.
That goes.
You're welcome anytime, Dave.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Heartstrings.
Had to make that little reconciliation here this morning on In Focus. Well, it's always good to have you on, and you know, every month we've had you on here the last couple months, it's all been pretty much, you know, the economy stinks, and we're trying to get it going again because of COVID-19, and I know that there's at least maybe a little bit of optimism now as we move more into the summer with things starting to reopen back up.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously cautious optimism. I think there is still some structural issues in the economy in terms of capacities, in terms of people's confidence in getting back out and returning to what used to be normal. So, as we kind of look forward and to the fall and look at potentially, hopefully, coming back, hopefully some semblance of a football season, if not full capacity. I think that would be what would create full optimism. In the meantime, I think we're trying to see what we can do to help get people back out and comfortable in terms of shopping, in terms of going to restaurants and other things that we're used to. I think some things that aren't that are going to be longer to come back are meetings, right? So people holding meetings at our hotels and our conference centers, those still are fairly, the picture's still pretty sketchy about when those kind of things are going to be returned to normal. But yeah, I think as things are opening up, and one of the things I heard the other day, I was out with buying some products at a local retailer, and this retailer said that so far through May, they are actually ahead of where they were last year, and this is a retailer that had to close for a couple of weeks or several weeks. So that's good news. I'm sure that's not what the situation is everywhere, but at least for this retailer and maybe some others, they're continuing to see a good flow of customers. And so hopefully we'll see a rebound soon and get things back on track.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, and it's nice to see that a lot more businesses are open now. I know I went to a restaurant, one of my favorites, I went to last week after it had been closed, I think, for the duration of the pandemic, and it just opened up last week. But it was good to go back and do that again. And I know the Chamber is probably looking forward to doing some in-person things like ribbon cuttings and such, and that's going to be starting up real soon.
Yeah, you know, when a chamber is in one way is a big part of our mission is to help companies network and market themselves to other people. And obviously when you can't get together, it takes quite a toll on some of the things that we're able to do. And so we've not had an in-person event probably since March. We are scheduling in-person events again for July. So we'll have our monthly business after hours. And we're excited to get people back together for that. That's a networking event that we have after work on once a month at different places around the community. Then we are planning again in July to have our Good Morning Manhattan, and that is a breakfast event where different speakers on topics throughout the community. And so we've scheduled that for an in-person in July as well. And And I already have a commitment from Julie Gibbs to be one of our speakers. And so obviously that's a very timely topic and a very important person to hear from at this point. And so we are happy that we are going to at least get to see some of our members again in person and not just on Zoom, and hopefully get back to having those kind of experiences and opportunities for them to market their businesses in the community.
I know those businesses really like having those events at their different places. We do have a caller here. Jason has a question for us, I think.
Okay.
Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Thank you. You know, we need to keep looking ahead, and this is kind of looking back. But with all of the revenue that comes from the hotels to support the Discovery Center and part of that South End down there, you know, we need to get things going, but I don't know how we do it any faster than what we're doing. I think everybody's doing a great job. But who will make up the deficit between what we were getting and what we're getting now and maybe into the future for a while? We don't know how long this is going to last. But I think that our planning on that and putting all that burden on those hotels, looking back, may have been an error. I'm not saying it was. I'm just saying if you look at it down deep, that thing's expensive. What's your feeling on that?
So I think obviously the toll that the pandemic's had on the hotel industry has been incredible. We do collect a pretty sizable amount of hotel motel tax revenue to help with a variety of different projects around town, including funding the Convention Visitors Bureau, which is part of the chamber as well. I can tell you from the Convention Visitors Bureau standpoint, we have made massive cuts into that budget. So including some layoffs, including some other initiatives. Now, in some cases, it was a fairly easy process because we have a convention services division as part of the CVB, and if there's no convention, then obviously you don't need to spend money on convention services. So we've cut massively that budget. In addition, there were some reserve funds that we had unexpended funds from previous years. We are supplementing those the funds that we already have received to help take our budget through the year, and we're preparing at least for the first part of next year that we may need to do that as well. I think it's going to be something that, and that's, you know, obviously that's going to be something that as the city goes through the budget this year and looks at some of the items that they have used hotel motel tax on, we were hopeful that we were bound enough that there'll be enough funds to cover most of those costs, and that's why we're using our reserve funds so that potentially the city will have more funds available for that. But obviously, we're going to have to watch and see. You know, there are a number of different projects that this community has decided they wanted, and at the time, and I certainly don't see any reason to think that it wasn't. At the time, it seemed like a good idea to use money that is generated from visitors to pay for those things. Obviously, we never anticipated this kind of situation, and hindsight is always 20/20. But I think eventually, once we understand the COVID-19 a little better, I think things will be back to at least semi-normal, and we'll see those revenues come back. If not, we'll have to make adjustments to our budgets and potentially make adjustments to other budgets to accommodate that.
All right. We have another caller who has just called in. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
And good morning. Well, I have a proposal. We take that Discovery Center, we sell it to the state for a dollar, we turn it into a casino, and you'll never have an empty room. And it'll make more money right now we're supporting that than the veneers and anybody else, because the thing's not self-supporting. That's all I'm going to say about that, but I think it'd work. State can have a casino, we can't, and it's a beautiful neighborhood. It'd bring so much downtown, it would be unreal. That's all I'm going to say about that. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for that comment. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's even a possibility here in Riley County, but Neat idea.
Yeah. Well, it is. It's an idea, and having lived for a considerable amount of my life in Oklahoma and seen the casino industry grow in that state, I'm not sure that the visitor element of that has been as great as a lot of those places have hoped that it would. But when we get into these kind of situations, I think creativity is always good. So I certainly appreciate the idea.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Jason Smith from the Chamber after this on News Radio KMAN.